being vegan, even only a few years ago, used to be really tough. Vegan, of course, being absolutely no animal products. It was hard to eat out. It limits your socializing. When you went over to a friend's place, you were just a pain in the butt to those who were trying to cook for you. But now it's never been easier, and the Big Vegan Day Out wants to show you just how easy and delicious being vegan can be. I'm joined by Michelle Swan, who is organizer of Vegan ACT. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
What is Big Day Out, Vegan Big Day Out?
Okay, so the Vegan Day Out is something that's run by the Cruelty Free Shop. So basically, it started off in Glebe a few years ago. They aimed to get. So it started off in Glebe a few years ago, aiming to get local businesses catering for vegans. So we approached all of these businesses to put on a special for a day, and you know, put on specials in store and have tastings. So it's quite accessible to non-vegans, something fun to do, but also just a great way to celebrate veganism for a day.
So were those restaurants and food outlets receptive to you coming and saying, hey, how about you do vegan food?
Well, I mean, Canberra, obviously I'm from the Canberra branch, but very receptive. It's been so fantastic, so much positivity. You know, there was a restaurant yesterday that was just completely packed all day with all these, you know, appreciative vegans that, you know, is not necessarily that busy at that time of day on other days.
Yeah. How long have you been vegan for?
About 3.5 years.
What was it that made you turn to that diet?
Veganism is it's an ethical position. It's a social justice movement for animals. And the way that that impacts your diet is you don't use animal products. But that also extends to, you know, clothing, entertainment like zoos and things like that. So it's really trying to return autonomy to animals, you know, hopefully being able to move society forward so that that can be returned to animals.
Well, even in that 3.5 year period, you must have seen quite a lot of change in the way that...
Absolutely.
Well, what have you seen?
Something very near and dear to a lot of people's hearts is cheese.
Yeah, what's going on with cheese these days?
So, for an example, about 3.5 years ago, I could find maybe 3 different vegan cheeses in Canberra. Today, you walk into the vegan supermarket that we have and... you know, it's 3 doors, you know, a full fridge of just
3 doors
vegan cheese.
That is great.
It is awesome.
Yeah. You know, so you can even get it in the mainstream supermarkets now.
Yeah.
Just usually only one type and only certain, like if it's a particularly large supermarket, you can find it.
You know, pizza shops starting to have it. There's quite a few around Canberra that have vegan cheese.
And how does it compare? I mean, you've only recently been vegan, so how does it compare with actual cheese?
Well, at this point for me, I don't miss cheese whatsoever. Apparently, it's the casein acts as it's quite an addictive part of the cheese. So, you know, after a couple of months of not having it, it's sort of you're not hooked anymore.
Sure.
But I mean, to replicate those flavors, there's, you know, countless options.
How many vegans are there in Canberra?
It's hard to guess. We would, yeah.
So we have about
2,500 members on our Facebook group. We would estimate there are a lot more than that living in Canberra. I mean, through various things that I do, I meet people that are definitely not involved in that group. And there are quite a lot of them, like a lot of younger people. So I think it's been, you know, a lot of the growth in veganism has been due to social media and that freedom of information about how animal agriculture affects animals, and people find that, you know, they recognize that these animals are just like dogs and cats. You know, these animals that we love so much, they have individuality and they want to experience joy and they want to, they don't want to suffer. They don't want to feel fear.
Yeah, so, maybe they do. Some people probably do. I think the broader population don't think like that at all.
Oh, but I mean, so being able to access that information that these animals are just like dogs and cats and what it is that they do go through in these animal agriculture situations and the footage, etc. It's made it so available. And I think that's been just a huge thing to grow veganism. Like, we're seeing it every day, you know. We get probably 5 people joining the group, and just imagine that globally. Like,
yeah.
So a small place like Canberra.
Where do you start then with going vegan?
So for me, I found out about bobby calves. So these are the baby boy calves born into the dairy industry. They end up being killed at about 5 days old. So that was what got me into it. And the way I started is I dropped dairy. You know, some people go vegan straight away. We managed to within about 2 weeks. So we just went around and found all the different products we wanted. You know, a big one for me was chocolate. Once I found a chocolate, I was like, I'll be fine. and there are plenty of those. Yeah, you don't need to worry about that. And then I guess I needed support from others, and being able to get onto that vegan ACT group was just such an incredible support for me. Mm. And to know that other people were feeling the same way, it made you feel a lot less alone, and there's so much celebration together, and, you know, social events, and, you know, reaching out to the public. Like, it's super rewarding.
I've got a text here for you from Nori on my text number is 0467922666, saying, thanks for speaking up for the animals and all that you do, Michelle.
Oh, thanks, Nori. Good to hear from you.
It is a very supportive group of people, isn't it? The vegan vegetarian society and those who are vegan and vegetarian. If you even almost indicate that you're interested in implementing this in your diet, you will have no end of support from those in the community who are also vegan or vegetarian.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, we want to see change for the animals, and we want people to feel included. I mean, there are people from all sorts of different backgrounds that are in the vegan community. And we aim to just be as inclusive as possible and to make things, you know, change possible for anyone who wants to, you know, get on board.
Okay. So with the vegan day out, how you did it yesterday and today. So how do people go and get involved today?
You have to go. Sorry, I'm just finding it a bit difficult not to mention.
Yeah, no,
because you have to go to this one business. I happen to work at Cruelty Free Shop. You have to go there to get the map. Otherwise, you know, you can't really participate. But other than that, there's plenty of businesses involved. You can go check out what vegan food is like at, you know, an Indian street food place, a vegan cafe, like a hot dog stand. There's all these
vegan hot dogs.
Yeah,
how
yeah,
is that even possible?
Really nice. Oh yeah, you would be surprised. We can have anything. Yeah, I mean, there's people, you know, like myself, who are more interested in, you know, the junk food side of veganism.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, you can be really into health as well. So it's a really diverse lot of foods that you can get in Canberra and, you know, across Australia.
All right. It's such a pleasure to speak to you. Good luck with the second day of the big day out. Michelle Swan is the organizer with Vegan ACT, and she's given you the details and how you can get involved if you wish to follow along with the big day out. But also there's enormous amounts of resources online. So particularly in Canberra, it's a very strong community. So really all you have to do is put into your search engine vegan vegetarian Canberra and you'll find a wealth of information. Thank you very much for coming in, Michelle.
So much appreciated, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.